You know, like Sheila Meeker might say to you and I, well, I tell you all, I like that, but we're here to talk about jamming for Jesus. But she wouldn't say that.
No.
She would say, from a teacher's perspective, kids, sit down and let the teacher take over.
And the teacher would say, now here is the fact. The Jamming for Jesus has moved from the Ballnarbers Theater to the Hughes Theater. Somebody would stand up, well, how do you know that? We'll go to the Hughes Theater at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and we will be there for Jamming and for Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what a teacher would say before she said, Charlie, come in out of the hall. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are blessed. Oh. How are you?
I am also blessed and super excited about this weekend coming up.
Wow, first Jamming this year, first one over at the Hughes Theater, and it does start at 2 o'clock on Sunday. I kind of took a leap of faith there because I wasn't sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everything is the same as it's been in the past, the time. The only thing that's new is that we have moved to the Hughes Brothers Theater, like you said. The Ballnarbers moved over there, and they have been great supporters throughout the years of Jamming. And Brandon called last fall, and he's like, hey, you know, we're going to be making a change. Do you want to, you know, follow us? And I'm like, absolutely, we want to follow you. So we decided we'd move everything over there. 2 o'clock on Sunday. Go ahead.
We don't want to spoil your joy. But we already knew that. How do we know that, Keith? Because Brandon came to talk about moving theaters, and what did he tell us?
He said Jamming's going to be there as well. So
we
great.
Knew in advance it was going to happen.
Yep.
Well, that you guys should know in advance. You're the ones with the tools to get that information out, so I'm glad.
But we want
ticket price is still the same.
Can
that
you
is
believe
bring
it?
Something for a an organization that you've benefited. Now, back years ago, and I don't remember now how many, 17, 18, 9, I don't know how many years ago it started, and each time Jamming for Jesus takes an organization that's doing something and says, hey, bring such and such to help that organization.
Now, I'm going to go for memory, Keith. Garden of Eden, Keith, what's that say to you?
That says it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Now, somewhere in the people this week in Springfield have Eden something in their name, right?
Yes, Eden Village.
Ha!
And what is Eden Village?
Eden Village started in Springfield building tiny homes in like a little community for disabled homeless people. And I'm not exactly sure. I was doing some research this week trying to figure out, you know, when they actually started, and I never did find that. But they are not only in Springfield anymore. They are starting to take their ministry to different cities. I know they have one here in Kansas City. I saw on their website they're in Excelsior Springs, Wilmington. And someone told me, I didn't see it on their website, but somebody told me, even like up in Minnesota, they are building these tiny home communities for disabled homeless Americans or homeless people to help, you know, get them some shelter, get them out of these,
elements. Yeah.
And yeah. So we are super, super excited to help them. And what they are requesting, because they have not only their tiny homes, but they also have like a community center where all of their residents and their members can come together and fellowship and kind of, I'm, again, stepping out on faith like you guys did. I think this is where they do most of their feeding of the community. I kind of think it's a community type thing. So they're asking for coffee, creamer, sugar, paper and plastic kitchenware, or monetary gifts to kind of help keep those kitchens stocked and, you know, be a blessing to these people.
I just heard in my headset from Danny Bird, paper goods, yes. Paper towels,
yeah, he loves paper
yes.
Goods.
Yeah. Plastic forks and knives, yes.
Yes.
Now, I want to paint a little picture for you all for just a second. I want to get I'll get your comment first, Keith, and then Sheila's today. You're cold. You're in St. Louis. You're planning on going to opening day, and it's 48 degrees, but you don't even have a ticket, right? Mm-hmm. You don't even have a place to live.
Right.
And all of a sudden, somebody offers you something in Eden Village and says, let me show you something. I want you to walk in for just a moment, Keith. Just open the door. I don't care if it's 10 by 10, 10 by 12, 12 by 20. I don't care. And there's a little chair and a bed and a heater and a light. What do you say physically, Keith?
Well, and this is for veterans. So that veteran has given time, in many cases, has given a physically, and now they have an opportunity, instead of living on a park bench, to live in a tiny house. That's awesome.
And I think I'll add something Sheila can confirm. It's disabled individuals, not just veterans.
I believe it is individuals. I've been a lot of veterans, but I do think it's open to disabled people, whether you're a veteran or not.
Well, that's okay. What the news All release right. says, so well, I'm going to go by that. So how's that make you feel, Keith?
Makes you feel great, because there's a lot of people that just can't work for physical reasons. They find themselves without a home for reasons that we have no idea. And here's an organization that comes along and says, you know what, we understand what you're dealing with, and we're going to help it.
Sheila, I'm going to have Keith describe something to you from yesterday before we have you walk into that house. Yesterday, I stopped by the local Sonic to pick up a half-price drink.
Good.
Because if you do that on your app, they're half-price all the time.
Really?
But they move the signs where you can get your curbside service. Not the stalls, but where you can pull up and get a to-go order.
Right.
So it says, go to the patio. Hmm. I get out of the car, Keith, in Hollister,
right,
in my shorts.
Right.
And that wind.
Yesterday you did that?
At 16 miles an hour. What was it like outside,
Sheila,
Keith?
Sheila, it was cold down here yesterday. I don't know. It was like Kansas City, but here the wind was blowing like crazy and the temperature was in the 40s.
It was cold up here, too. I actually had to go to a meeting yesterday afternoon for school, and I got up there a little bit early. I thought, well, I'm just going to sit in my car because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be there too early. And I was messing with my phone, and I'm like, are we having an earthquake? My phone, my car was off. It was the wind blowing the car, and it was cold. But I was like, oh, my word, you're moving my car.
Really?
Oh, I'm telling you. So I got out, and I found a little cove place where I can stand out of the wind. So imagine, Sheila, when you could walk into a home and see the chair and the bed and a little light and everything. What's it like to get out of the wind and be warm?
Wow.
Oh, my. How could you even put that into words? I mean, I know if that happened to me personally, there would be no words, but there would be tons of tears. Just undescribable thankfulness and gratefulness.
Well, let's
great.
Let's help out Eden Village and let's help out Jamming for Jesus. Keith?
Who are some of the people that are going to be on stage Sunday?
Well, the Michael Jason Frost family is going to be there. He and his wife and his teenage daughter, they perform around Branson, and so they're going to be our featured Branson entertainers. But we're going to have, we have an amazing lineup. We have Bob Davidson, who used to be at Down Home Country, and I think also at the Clay Cooper Theater. We have Donna Kilmurray coming. She has an amazing music ministry herself, plus she's a nurse. So she is working in Oklahoma, you know, ministering to the community, and then on the weekend she's out spreading the gospel. And we have this dynamic trio called Light of Grace, and they also have been to Branson or to Jamming for Jesus a few times, and their harmony is so tight, and their message in song is incredibly powerful. So we are super excited about this lineup for Sunday.
You and Brian do such a wonderful job, and I want to let our listeners know something else. You can come and go. If you say, I want to stop by,
absolutely,
I don't have an hour and a half, but I want to stop by after church, I want to bring a donation for Eden Village, I like that. But you guys have really tightened something up concerning time limit. Tell us about that.
Yes, because in the past, I guess it has had a tendency to go on a little bit long. We have kind of condensed it down, and we've grouped these people together, and you can come and go, and if you come early, you're going to hear, you know, the people on the first half. Those are the same people who are going to be on the second half. We've kind of divided their time. So if you can come early or on time and you want to stay for a little bit and hear them, that's great. Drop some things off and you need to leave. We totally understand that. If you're like, oh, man, lunch went so late, but still, come on by. You're still going to hear these great donations. Bless Eden Village and let our amazing music ministers bless you, even if it's just for a few minutes. Just stick your head in and say, hey, and
leave a donation.
Now, what time is it actually over so that people know what the end is?
It ends at 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
So it's 2 to 4.
Yeah. And you're really good on that 4 o'clock because things are going on and people need to know when it's over.
We understand time limits and the constraints and how busy life is, and so we don't want anybody to come in and then it be 4:30, 4:45, and they're like, well, I thought this was over at 4, we got to be somewhere, but they did feel bad having to leave. We fix that for you. You don't have to worry about it. You know it's over at 4, we'll be done at 4.
I love that because it takes the obligation out of your heart. Keith, I want you to meet my friend Keith O'Neill. He is the best blind Garmin you could ever have. So Sheila's got a problem this morning, Keith.
Sheila's problem is what?
She's coming down 65 South.
Right.
She just cannot remember how to get to the Hughes Brothers Theater. She knows how to get to the old ball number, so help her when she gets off 65 on 76 by your house at Bob Evans.
Okay, well, you come up and you turn left on 76, and you go out past all the attractions and what have you. You come to Fall Creek where the light is, where Hertz is on one corner and Fritz's Adventure on the other.
Good.
Keep going past the aquarium and all of that. Go to the light where Titanic is and Clay Cooper Theater is. Keep going straight, like you're going out towards Silver Dollar City. And on the right, you will see the Hughes Brothers Theater. Right past the Ferris wheel and Andy's. Now, you can get Andy's on the way out. That's how you get there,
Sheila.
That's how you get there.
That is how you get. He's perfect. I need him to be on my little phone here on my desk when I'm driving, so he can just say, keep going. Stop and turn.
Well, let me tell you something. Keith can do a lot of things, but one thing he's not going to do.
Sitting on the dash, I don't think it's going to work.
That's not going to work, and he's not going to tell you exactly where he's at. But I'm going to tell you what, for a blind fella, the other day I kind of fooled him a little bit.
Yeah.
Taking him to the shop, and I went through the light at Bob Evans, and he thought I was going by his house.
That's right.
But he missed it.
I wasn't paying attention.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Sheila, jamming for Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out and pulling people in. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys.
Hey, 2:00 at the Hughes Brothers Theater, jamming this month for the Eden Village is the benefactor this time. And you can bring paper goods, plastic silverware, coffee and creamer, you said, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. That was the first thing they had on their list, coffee and creamer.
Sounds good.
Bring those heavy-duty plates, too.
Heavy-duty, those are.
Hey, Keith.
Thanks, Sheila.
Do me a favor. I want you to thank her for something else.
What do I want to thank her for?
The wonderful note she sends in advance.
Yeah, you sent an email out, and that was great. Thank you, Sheila.
Well, you are welcome.
Okay.
You be expecting that every month. I'll try to let
Sheila,
you guys have the heads up.
Hang on just a second before you go, please. Keith and I love knowledge. And we love learning. What grade do you teach?
I teach middle school, 6th, 7th, and
8th. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure if we're ready for that.
So what's our lesson plan today?
Well, today I'm doing interventions for some students who aren't quite, they're still levels not quite there. So we are going to be talking about
we can do that.
Converting fractions to decimals. And decimals to percent.
Perfect. Keith wants to know.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, Keith, convert something for me.
Well, you convert decimals to percent. You move the decimal point over two places to the right, right?
Correct.
Got that one.
Yep.
My goodness sakes.
How about that?
You're a smart
fractions
cookie.
Fractions to, what'd you say, fractions to percentage?
Fractions to decimals, yeah.
Fractions to decimals. Okay,
percent.
So like 1/4, 1/4.
Right.
How do I get that to a 0.25?
So it'd be 1 divided by 4. So you could either use long division, which we are still doing at the middle school level. But if you're in real life and you have your cell phone with you, you can just put in 1 divided by 4.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't use the cell phone, can you? I would have graduated with a higher GPA if I had a cell phone back
now,
then.
Now, Sheila, before we let you go... If Keith answers this correctly, he wins a maple donut at my discretion sometime somewhere.
Somewhere.
Keith,
okay.
In the early days of mathematics, name the brand of the calculator that was used by everybody in the world.
HP.
You lose your donut, buddy.
Really? It wasn't?
Texas Instruments.
Oh, TI.
Keith, you lost your donut.
I lost my donut, Sheila, but it's not been the first time. Hey, thank you very much.
I'll have to bring you a donut.
All right. We'll see you at 2 o'clock. And you send that email to Copy Run. So if you want to send art with it and you need printed, same address. Thanks, Sheila.
Okay. Okay, thank you guys.
See you later. Bye bye. Hey, 2 o'clock over bye-bye. At the 2 o'clock Sunday over at the Hughes. That'll be fun. They'll have moved, but everything else stays
Man,
the same.
That Eden Village sounds pretty. We're continuing to talk about jamming for Jesus, and with us now, Michael Frost. Good to have you with us today. It's Keith and Charlie. Michael Frost, I want to know something. Tell me about your family.
Oh, my family and I are so excited to be singing at Jamming for Jesus this Sunday. My wife, Jen, and our daughter, JL. JL is 13 years old, and so she's really coming along with those harmony parts, and singing together as a family is such a joy for me to sing with my wife and daughter. So we are very excited about this. Yeah.
Well, you're the featured one of the featured folks on Sunday. Where else around the area do you guys sing? And I know you do.
Yes. Well, we moved to Branson 10 years ago. My wife performed at Sight and Sound, and she is still there, actually. She's not on stage there now, but she's in the HR department. And I perform pretty much all over town. I do 5 different shows here in Branson. I do the 60 show at the Clay Cooper Theater. I'm part of Smoke on the Mountain, which is a morning show, which is where I'm headed to in just a few minutes, actually.
Right.
And I do the Bee Gees tribute over at the Hamner's Theater. And I do the country shows over at the Americana Theater. And my family and I are getting ready to launch our own gospel show here in Branson. It's called Southern Gospel Sundays, and that's going to happen on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. at the Americana Theater starting April the 28th. So we're very, very excited about that. This will be a brand new venture for me and my wife and daughter, and we're going to be joined by Clayton Watson, who's a piano player here in town.
Yep, Clayton's a good guy. Absolutely. Well, he does the pre-show over at the Presley's, right?
He sure does.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guy, great piano player, and he's going to join us for our gospel show.
So you're with Stephen Odom over at the Hamner's for the Bee Gees?
Yes.
Ah,
yeah, Stephen is a good friend of mine. We go all the way back to Pigeon Forge days.
Wow.
He and I used to be part of a show there called The Miracle, and that's where I first became friends with Stephen. And so it's just great how we've all kind of wound up in Branson and still performing.
Well, we invite folks to see you at 2 o'clock at the Hughes on Sunday as part of Jamming for Jesus.
Michael, let us wrap up with a couple of things. You threw out where your wife works. You could have picked something that had a good reputation.
smaller
theater. A couple of things. Over in Pigeon Forge, what was the Hatfield and McCoy's over there when you were there?
Yeah, the Hatfield and McCoy just opened up a little bit before we left town over there, and the rumor is that they're going to be opening up in Branson. And now, I don't know that for sure, but that's what everybody's saying.
I heard that rumor years ago having to do with the Ray Stevens Theater, so it'd be a little tough for them to open
now,
there now.
But where you were at, tell me where you were at in Pigeon Forge, because I remember that theater.
Yeah, it wasn't Hatfield and McCoy, but we were next door. It was called the Miracle Theater.
Yep.
And it was operated at that time by the same company that operated Hatfield and McCoy. But the Miracle Theater was a show about the life of Christ.
Absolutely. I got contacted by those people years ago, and you guys had a great reputation. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things. See if he knows his history, Keith.
Okay.
The Americana Theater, the Sunday gospel thing. Who was the original theater where the Americana is at?
I believe that was Mo Bandy.
Before that, buddy.
Before that was the Plummer family.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you're following Randy Plummer right back into his own house.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
You're a winner chicken dinner.
That's it.
You just get over to Hatfield.
I've only been in Branson.
Very good.
I've only been here for 10 years. So.
Pretty doggone good. Mr. Frost, thanks for joining us. God bless you. And when you go to Smoke on the Mountain, make the church feel happy when you get there.
That's the goal. I appreciate it, fellas. Thank
you, buddy.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
See you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.